The state of Oregon has been working on a plan to decouple the Elliott State Forest from the school fund. The Elliott is approximately 82,000 acres, half of which is old growth near Coos Bay, Oregon. The forest originally was given to the school fund as a place to generate revenue by logging, but in recent years that has slowed, largely due to legal battles over endangered species. After an attempt to sell the forest to any party that could ensure the protection of its sensitive parts, only one bidder emerged in 2017. A logging company partnered with one of the nearby tribes. However, massive pressure from the public continued to demand that the forest remain in public hands. The state had made clear that they might not accept any of the bidders. In May of 2017, the land board voted to keep the forest in public ownership. $100 million in state bonds was set aside towards compensating the school fund. This was about half of the assessed purchase price of $200 million. The environmental community celebrated this as a victory at the time, but much work remains to be done. The state still has to decide who will manage the forest and whether it will remain in the school fund or be transferred to another agency. Also, what happens to the money and if the full assessed value is owed the school fund. The state engaged the Oregon Consensus, a program of the National Policy Consensus Center at Portland State University, as a neutral party to assist with outreach and overall work toward decoupling the forest from the school fund. Between March and August 2018, Oregon Consensus conducted interviews with individuals representing federal, tribal, state, and local governments, as well as individuals representing timber, conservation, recreation, and others. The resulting 38-page report summarizes what was heard in interviews and discusses key themes for successful decoupling. Feedback is being sought on the report by the state. It can be found by going to oregon.gov/dsl/land/pages/elliott.aspx.feedback. Feedback will be accepted until November 15, 2018 at 5 p.m. For KBOO News, I'm Kathy Seitz.